If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning to you, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush, Nick Sainert still filling in for Jake Sorensen here. Two more days of that until Jake is back from his Hawaiian excursion.
Jake took the full vacation now. He took the full 9-day trip.
He sure did.
The island.
Swim, it sounds like you're counting it down a little.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like you.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if the 5 a.m. wake up is sitting real well with the Swiminator.
I don't know.
Swiminator.
But now, to be fair, who would it sit well with? We do it, but we stop our show at 9. He keeps going.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I wouldn't say I'm counting down the days.
Sounded like it.
Yeah, sounded very, very much. Well, you said you actually did count the days down.
It's a little
that
bit.
That was the tricky part. That's the part that stood out to me.
Okay.
But you did count them down.
I understand that. So, I understand. I said it publicly. There's only 2 days of that left.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think part of it is if for those that might just be tuning in, they're sitting there going, geez Louise, when is Jake coming back? People don't like change. People, when they get into it, I'm not talking, this is not even a shot at you guys. This is not even a shot at you guys. When you're in a routine and you're used to hearing voices in the morning,
sure.
When you're used to hearing the same people
me
over
Steve
the microphone,
hear voices a lot.
I know you do.
You'd be surprised at what we hear in our heads.
I'm sure. But what I'm getting at is they don't like change. They don't like hearing somebody else's voice, and I acknowledge and I understand that. And so I like to keep the folks informed of that. Don't worry, Jake will be back on Monday. You just have to make it through two more shows.
It's amazing what it does go through your head because. I was listening to something this morning that then someone different was on, and I was like, they had a sub in. I was like, just threw me off. I was like, oh wow, this is just not the normal.
It does.
And it's not a show where it's like, this is, I don't go back and listen to it. I don't podcast. It's not that big of a deal. But all of a sudden it was like, oh wow, this really messes with me.
So Swim's on to something there. Yeah.
I hope also that the game show can go. Remember Lauren Swigert? Leading tackler, Norfolk High.
Safety.
It's that safety, which I said is a roving linebacker, which has freaked him out and has upset him. He's been very adamant with me about that, and both of us.
Both of us, yeah.
He's a safety.
I always thought of him as a linebacker, but yeah.
Yeah, and he dresses really well.
Oh, does, legal.
Yeah, very, very good.
Plaid shirts.
But he just, out of the blue yesterday, just comes at me about the game show. Huh, rough day on the game show, huh? I mean, just came at me about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm just kind of trying to get through my day. And all of a sudden, well, 6 hours earlier, we lost the game show. And all of a sudden, I'm taking a heater, from Lauren Swigert.
What was the show and What was the situation?
The game show was slogans. Was famous slogans. Yeah,
which was you didn't do good on the battery part.
No, and then you also went Continental Airlines.
Yeah, which died 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago at that, and then we heard from Petrinka. But anyway,
said they're not going places.
Yeah, they're not going places. They don't have a plane anymore.
You guys are 0-3 on the game show.
We've been on a big
week.
Heater. We went on like a 9 out of 10 win, and then this
What's
happened.
What's Schweiger's deal?
Yeah, it just came at us. Yeah, interesting. On the personal text line.
Do we do
personal
that?
Text
do you,
line.
Ever, you don't do that to him. I'm
yeah,
sure.
If he has a bad day or something, I have no idea. Yeah, like that. Obviously, lost a client. Like that. Huh? Lost a client. Interesting. No, don't say a word. Don't say a word, but boy, I tell you what.
Interesting.
All of a sudden, we tell Toyota to get better. You get a better slogan so people know what it means. And then all of a sudden,
disappointed in Lauren.
Yeah, I've got some idle chit chat.
Please,
if I could, Ellie, you there? Come in studio, please, and get a microphone.
Uh oh.
Come in studio. Yeah.
She do that?
Yeah, we need Ellie in here. She's
can't part she do that? Of course she can.
Can she get on that microphone?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she got that microphone.
She barged in yesterday.
She barged in yesterday on the microphone. So yeah, get
but
in there.
She needs to close the door behind.
Yeah, that'd be something that would help.
It helps with sound quality.
Yes. Thank you very much for being here. So we had a situation that I'm going to address with all three of you, which tells me the friendship is now between we know when me and Steve's friendship will unravel. It's due to a song.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen at some point in time. And I didn't know that you guys would do this to me, or there was others involved too. But you're the main three. So yesterday I'm wheeling out of the house like I normally do, and I'm getting so I'm a little bit not really frazzled, just kind of get going. I'm like kind of hungry. Open the fridge up. Oh wow, got a Tupperware thing from the birthdays on Sunday. Take a big bite of cake.
Take a big bite of cake.
No big deal. Don't think anything of it. Come down here doing this, do the whole show like that, entire show. I talk to each one of you face-to-face within close proximity, not just here. Talk
Get
to
ready.
Several people like that. I get done with the show like that, go to the bathroom, washing my hands, look up. I've got frosting on my lip.
Black frosting.
Chocolate.
I thought
chocolate,
he cut himself.
Chocolate frosting was on my lip right here.
I didn't even notice.
I noticed.
Chocolate frosting was on my lip.
I had no idea.
I thought you cut yourself shaving.
No, chocolate.
This was right at the beginning of the show?
No, this is all day.
All day. I took a bite out of
all
cake.
Yesterday?
I took a bite of cake at 5:30 in the morning. 5:19 in the morning. Took a bite
Great
of cake.
Time to take
yeah,
a bite of
took
cake.
A big bite of cake and had chocolate frosting. And it was on my lip, and I'm washing my hands. And I go, what? Oh, oh man!
It was there the whole time.
The whole time, and you guys saw.
Hold on,
I didn't
Hold
notice.
On. Hang
I,
on,
I did not notice.
I did,
but see, that's worse.
I thought it was
is that
dried
he assumed?
Blood.
Are you telling the truth there? It made me swim saying he did notice. Now he's going to say
no.
If I just say I don't notice, then I won't get.
I thought
see,
it
that's
was
reverse
Ellie,
psychology.
Ellie, I talked to you. Like 8 times.
I know, and I never noticed
that I had.
I don't know
and
why.
It was a hefty amount of chocolate.
I know.
Frosting.
That's
yeah.
It looked like a big patch of dried blood. That's what I thought.
I called Sipple immediately. I called him immediately. I said, do you realize I did the entire show with frosting on my lower
lip? I'm gonna have to go
lip.
Back and see if I can see it.
It couldn't have been that much
it
because
was.
It was.
Yeah.
It. I thought. Oh, nasty cut.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you didn't even bring it up.
You don't bring that.
You
up.
Think you think it
Who
might.
Cares? Like, hey, you got
you
some
think
blood
you at least
your...
you at least say like, hey, what'd you do to your lip?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
at least
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's my point.
You just stared at it for a while and was wondering what it was.
And now it was. I will say this: it was over here, so if, on the radio and stuff, probably not real easy to see.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
It was covered by the mic, probably.
Just talking to Jay Foreman, got frosting on my face. I have no idea. Just talking.
I just figured he probably just thought that. Par for the course.
Yeah.
No,
it's not shocking.
Something.
It's not. Now, listen, I'm not freaked out that I had frosting on my face, but for
it's
for,
just the fact for, that nobody said anything.
Yeah, nobody said. And it was 4 hours. It was 4 hours. Usually, at some point in time over a 4 hour period,
he did.
Someone's going to make
I
you aware.
I saw something on your face, and I just thought it was. Oh, he cut himself.
So you guys are, that's...
I'm sorry.
Whatever, third to last show, Ellie, that's
I know,
all I remember.
I know, that one's on me. we talked the most yesterday.
We talked in detail about
it.
We talked.
No, I didn't see it at all.
Me and Ellie had more
Maybe
conversations yesterday.
I just thought it was a little
yesterday.
Bit of scruffle.
Scruffle.
You missed that spot when he was shaking.
Anyway.
No, I thought he just hacked himself.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
I still think
Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks
for coming in, Ellie.
I was in a jumpsuit today.
Yep. in a jumpsuit today.
I still think it's worse that Sip acknowledges that he saw it, but didn't see it. Because
well, I said it right away on the phone. Sip goes, oh, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, thanks.
Because you know how that conversation goes? It goes, hey, did you cut yourself this morning? Or did you?
Could
did
have
you
or something. Hey, would you be
like,
lip?
Yeah, you'd be like, what?
Could have said
and then that. You would have been able to fix the problem.
I'm going
to
say this. If I'm talking to somebody that I don't know, I'm not saying, hey, what's up with your lip? I'm saying nothing. But I talk to you usually at the show, phone call, text message, 22 times a day. So every day almost of some sort. And so it's a little bit different that way.
I got a kick out of it when you told me it was a piece of cake. Or frosting.
Frosting.
Was it good?
Is that? Well, yeah, it was really good. Okay. Yeah, Roseanne had it.
It
was in Tupperware, so it's kind of like, oh, wow.
Roseanne.
And Sipple would eat the cake. Just like most people would say, I'll get it out and just grab a fork. No, I just got it out, grabbed a piece of it like that, boom. Took a giant bite of it. All right, that was it.
Railroader Matt says on the text line, Bill, take it as they were showing you respect by looking at your eyes when talking to you.
Yeah.
It might have been. Yeah, but no, you saw it. You already said that.
There's no backpedaling here.
There's no backpedaling. Anyway.
Guys, one last idle chit-chat piece. I sent you guys this yesterday that there's a new thing popping up around Lincoln today, or not today, excuse me, in the near future. A pizza vending machine.
This Bill's not going to take this.
Are you guys willing or interested in trying a 24/7 always available pizza vending machine?
I mean, I need more information.
Yeah, I'm going to need a little bit more
what
on
kind?
It.
What kind?
Is it now? Is it so? It is a. It's not a local brand or
nope,
anything.
Nope.
That.
It
so
is, it's not it is a national
it's
band.
Not, it's not Valentino's. It's not.
No.
No, it's a national
it
brand.
It is a national brand that is called...
What?
Pizomatic.
It freaks me out a little bit. Right. It freaks me out. Out of a machine, I'm going to get pizza.
No. Me immediately skeptical.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because we had a great in-depth conversation of the joy that I do take at watching the turntable of pizza at Casey's.
There's a word for it that we're... It's escaping.
Yeah. But that
the rotating rack, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love it. We
the roller grill.
Yeah.
It's like the roller grill.
No, we're talking about the rotation.
Not on the pizza, yeah. But yes.
But anyway,
it still is escaping us.
This will push back. I will push back on this.
Mm-hmm. Cause
I will push back.
So
I'm not down at all.
You're not into it at all?
No.
Because
no.
The Lincoln Journal Star posted this. In just a matter of days, Lincoln will be getting a slice of the future with authentic Italian pizza just a few clicks away in a 24/7 pizza vending machine.
Nope.
I kind of want to see it.
Nope.
I kind of want to see it. Just don't know.
Oh, I'll look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it like that. It's like, hey, you guys just want to go down to like 14th and O and get some pizza out of a machine, or you want to go to the aisles? Well, I don't know. I'm probably
it's
gonna
not
go,
better times.
Yeah, it's not better times. I'm going to go to the aisles. That's what's going to happen.
Tater says, absolutely freaking not. Pizza is an art form that is made by humans, not machines.
Well, it can be made by a human and put in a machine, though, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
I don't know,
here.
Man. You talk about so somebody says it's filled with tons of preservatives, hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass. Yeah.
Also, I think what would be incredible, I would love to see if there was just one guy in a little booth. In there,
just little, making a pizza.
It would change, wouldn't it?
It would change for me. If there's one guy in basically a phone booth that was in there making mini pizzas.
They would work in shifts if it's 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that would be fine.
That would be fine.
I would imagine they'd work in shifts. Sorry, you got the entire 24-hour shift today.
Thanks for that, Steve. If they'll not work. Well, there's no labor laws here, guys. Everything's fine.
No, but generally,
Super Mario back
it's
there.
Not, it's not. Well, I mean, we grew up at a time where we go to Pizza Hut. And like, and you get a whole experience.
It was an experience. The red and white tablecloth. The Godfather's was an experience. There's
How about the red glasses.
The red glasses.
The salad bar.
The giant red glasses. They were about 24 ounces. Giant red glasses. And then Pac-Man in the corner. It's all you needed. Also, there used to be a place in Nebraska which went out. Steve, I think it probably went out in the mid to early 70s, but it was a live that we went to several times. Shakey's Pizza.
What is that animal there? Is that a fox or
it's a raccoon?
Raccoon.
That is a raccoon.
Yeah, we saw one earlier. But,
wow.
Yeah, we saw one.
Just walking down O Street.
Kind of a cat-like raccoon.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, I'm pretty sure they all look the same.
No, some are bigger.
Hopefully that that automatic door into the Hampton across the street doesn't open up for that raccoon. Yeah.
Shakey's Pizza. Where?
I'm pretty sure there was one that was in Blair at the time. Maybe it was in maybe it was Omaha. We used to go to, and the big thing was you watched him make the pizza.
Yeah,
it was an open window, so as kids,
right.
You could go watch, and that was a big deal. Yeah. Watch it. They would spin it and do all that stuff. Anyone out there? Anyone old enough to remember a Shakey's Pizza? In Nebraska, because it went down early. It went down early. Didn't hold up.
Oh,
just financially did not hold up.
There's a couple of texts here. It says, "Let's see, pizza carousel was that the words that you guys were looking for?"
Well, actually, Missing Tooth Greg came up with turntable.
Okay,
he came up with turntable. We were just saying rotating rack.
Right.
That was it. That's the best we could do. we didn't know.
There's
we could probably bring up again like that to Swim. I guarantee you that Swim, whether it be the breakfast pizza or the regular pizza, when it's going around, you're looking at which one you want to pick.
Yeah. You're able to observe before
you.
You look
and you're going like, you know what? I think there's a couple more pepperonis on this one. I'm going to go. And I wait it out. Mm-hmm. I wait the rotation out. And also, if there's someone in front of me waiting out the rotation, doesn't bother me at all.
No.
There's not one thing hey, dude, let's go. I'm like, no, take your time. Figure it out.
Said the words, hey, dude, let's go. That would be really,
really
off-putting.
If someone behind you said, hey, dude, let's go.
The chance of me watching the rotation again for just fun is like 100%. If someone gave me the let's go, I'm like, it'd be the hand. It'd be shuddy.
That would be uncomfortable.
There's a lot of people that do remember Shakey's Pizza. Somebody said Shakey's and Saks Pizza. Saks and Carney's was
Saks
good.
And Carney's right on the corner, right by the university, right on the curve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an incredible place. And Saks was S-A-X.
That's right. That's how they spelled it on here. What's crazy, so they said Shakey's, it was at 48th and R, right by our old studio.
Really?
That's what somebody was saying.
It's Shakey's.
Had a piano playing,
yes,
too.
That was the thing. They had a player piano.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That comes from Hobie.
Yes.
Nice job, Hobie.
Juan Kenobi.
48th and R.
What's that?
48th and
48th
R.
48th and R.
Oh, that better time.
I wonder when that was. Were you around then?
Well, I was alive. I went to one.
Let's see. We got, did they wear striped vests at Shakey's?
Yep. Yeah. It had that feeling. That, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Said Shakey's was in Omaha, also had banjo players playing music as well in addition to the piano. Somebody said
100.
Shakey's was in Lincoln in the '70s. So we have a couple of those. I think there's a lot of questions just to wrap up this pizza thing. there's a lot of questions about this vending machine thing. You're also introducing it at the end of the school year where college students will not be on campus. And so it feels like you're missing your target demographic because you feel like a large contingent of college students would walk past a pizza vending machine at 2:30 in the morning after the bars close
yep.
and say, let me That's grab true. A slice.
That's true.
But they're going to be gone.
There's a chance. That also,
I'm not
I think
pushing back on that.
You might get a two-month-old piece of pizza.
if you got into every high school, high school kids would eat
Probably.
It.
Probably.
They would. They'd yeah. get a slice. They would.
Yeah. I'm not pushing back on any of that. It might work.
It might
work with me.
Yeah. All right. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at
The Chat.
Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer Andrew. Program this month. And if your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment.
200.
Yes, that means Andrew's going to double your spend on his dime. 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. You can call or text Andrew 402-440-6297 to sign up today. That phone number for Newton's Lawn Care, 402-440-6297. All right, guys, before we get to break, we wanted to have this conversation yesterday, didn't get to it, that Steve Berkowitz of USA Today wrote an article earlier this week about the revenue disbursement, in the Big Ten Conference for the 2024 fiscal year. Big Ten members received $63.2 million per school, and in comparison, the SEC schools received $52.5 million. In 2025, Big Ten schools are expected to receive around $75 million if your name is not Oregon and Washington, guys. Thoughts on this?
Well, here's the question I would have for Bill or Swim. At what point, if you're Sankey, are you concerned? I mean, maybe is a $10 million separation an issue to you? $10 million right now is a separation. I don't know if it'll continue to be that level, but is that enough to get your attention, or does that matter?
Oh, it got their attention. There's so? No chance they're in a meeting going like, nah, that's no big deal. No big whoop.
It's $10 million per school.
Per school. Right. Yeah. When those numbers get posted, I'm excited to see also where the ACC and the Big 12 is at also, because obviously we know it's way lower. Is it half? Is it less than
Much
half? The word is less than half, and that's what makes it very difficult for Baylor to whoever it is in the Big 12 to keep up.
I wish I knew the ACC number.
But no, that number grabbed you a lot. And like I said, when you add the they're going to add more teams in, but the revenue is supposed to be like $1.4 billion. I mean, $1.4 billion.
Right, that's right.
So like you said, like Swim said, 75. So if it goes up, if they're always in the 10 to 15 million more per year, yeah, that will eat at you a little bit.
It may change. I mean, maybe Texas and Oklahoma add to the value of the SEC over the long haul.
I was going to say, yeah, I think they absolutely add to the value.
They absolutely add. So
Texas is one of the biggest spenders in college football right now.
Those two just might pick it up. But, yeah, if you're behind, no matter what, and again, it's not the total number, because I said, oh, yeah, this is the total number, 960-something or whatever it was, million. No one cares. It's what it is per school. Well, per school, they're up by about $11 million on you. And that won't be great.
No, that's what I wondered. The other thing it does, I think, now, sometimes I think in these sort of conversations we get over our skis a little bit, but the significance to me of this, of Nebraska getting this $63.2 million, in the future getting $70 million plus, all the schools getting it, is it's just like in anybody's life, money can be a stress reliever. I think this relieves a lot of stress, right?
Absolutely.
The $20.5 million rev share number, that puts stress on a lot of non-SEC and non-Big Ten schools, isn't a factor in this world.
Just imagine if you
it's still a factor.
Just imagine out of your own budget, you have the $20.5 million you can spend, and you're a ACC Wake Forest, and your payment from the conference is $24 million.
Right.
And okay, it's like, okay, All right, so we want to spend $20 million on our players. Now we have just this $4
million, $4 million
to throw into our budget. And it's like, that's why a lot of teams will not, they will, not everyone's going to spend it all
on
their players. The Big Ten and the SEC, they are.
Full allotment.
They're spending the money on their players.
I think it's a stress reliever in some ways. What are you looking up, Swim?
Well, so I was looking at this because it's important to note. So the Wisconsin State Journal, actually the Wisconsin Athletic Department, released a kind of projection sheet of what they expected in 2025 and 2026. And I thought this was really interesting because it's, so this comes straight out of the USA Today. It says, quote, a University of Wisconsin's Athletic Department budget presentation to a board committee meeting 3 weeks ago projected that revenue of $74.7 million for fiscal 2025 and just under $82.6 million for fiscal year 2026, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. I was looking, both the Big Ten and the SEC are going to eventually, when we're talking about media rights deals, be over that $1 billion value, right? So I was doing just some quick math. Even at the one, if you just take $1 billion divided by the 14 SEC schools, $71.5 million, if it's just a flat $1 billion, which it won't be, it'll be a little bit more than $1 billion. But still, it looks like for at least 2025 and 2026, there's still some ground in between the SEC and the Big Ten that the Big Ten right now, it appears to be a little bit more of a valuable conference, which
is a little surprising. As far as straight cash, they are. And they have a lot of TVs in the right area.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. They have a lot of TVs in the right area. And you have, you know, there's so many things going on with revenue chance of Purdue football nightmare, basketball really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So they have redeeming qualities. They have, you know, things going on. But they have the TVs in the right place.
And they have the TV agreements.
Yes. Of course. That's where
they do. They do. And we'll get to that and the guys that made those agreements in a second. That's really fascinating, though, is because the part that you bring up about Purdue, I didn't think about that, is where a program in a university like Purdue, that's a great example, because where they lack in one major sport, the biggest sport, they make up for in the second biggest sport. And so they still bring value as a university.
Just remember, the Big Ten went and took in Rutgers in Maryland just to have an East Coast presence at that time.
Yeah.
An East Coast presence. And I don't know what it was. Was it 7 years, Steve?
What's that?
That they did not get full allotment? I mean, Rutgers got, it was like 20%,
well, Maryland, 40%. Yeah, Maryland, Rutgers, and Nebraska didn't get full allotment. They were phased in. Yeah. I don't know what the...
Didn't Nebraska phase in faster?
They phased in a little
now,
faster.
Now, USC and UCLA, right, came in full.
They're
right
full.
From the start. Full from the start when Washington, we know, and Oregon are not.
Phased in. Which they're being phased in.
Think about this. Oregon, baseball, good. Softball, good. Men's basketball, tournament team. Women's basketball, Oregon, don't know. Football won the Big Ten first time. How about the value that came in? And they're not even getting full allotment.
Well, and that's what's crazy, because people might ask, okay, how long is Oregon and Washington going to just get a partial allotment? Until this TV deal is done. Till 2029 is that's when
doesn't it go up in increments?
It will. They'll slowly, but they'll never get a full share until throughout this entirety of this TV deal.
And that the magic of the whole thing for the Big Ten was that Oregon and Washington, they had to it's like, here's the offer, and they had to take it. They had to take it. And now you brought in Oregon and Washington on whatever half. That's incredible. You brought in the Big Ten champion. You brought in the Big Ten champion, the number one team in the country for most of the year.
On a half seat.
you just brought him in. How about that for business? How's that going for business?
Because then I think you really appreciate it when you look at a conference like the ACC, where it was like they're just trying to get whatever's left over in terms of Stanford and Cal, which still feel awkward as crap. And it's like, well, that's what we're going to take because the Big Ten didn't necessarily want you guys. So we need to just create some sort of West Coast presence.
Just a big money flex. Just a big money flex.
It's a big money flex. It's a big money. I'm telling you, that hits hard. I don't care what you're saying. When you when you're 11 million behind per school,
does it? Does it?
Yeah, that that does. That,
Sankey's
that,
not saying. Well, what was this
thing, the first thing would be like, just won. We just won the Florida. Just won it all. It's true, but when it gets down to it, you know what Vanderbilt's thinking. You know what Mississippi State's thinking. We'd like to get that 60. We'd like to get another 10, 12 million. That'd help us a lot.
Well, and do you think from a conference standpoint, I get that it's per school, you know, shares, but from a conference standpoint, if you're Greg Sankey, you're looking at the big picture going, all right, we take our 14 member schools. If we each get $11 million, that's $154 million more that we're missing out on that the Big Ten got per school, or not per school, but in totality. Speaking of money. So during this 2024 fiscal year, Kevin Warren was still the commissioner. Kevin Warren is a big one that was, you know, instrumental in the new TV deal for the Big Ten Conference. One of the pieces as well is he brought in Fox executives into the meetings. People might forget that, to where it allowed them to then kind of see through the lingo and everything in those. The Fox executives were in the meetings and the conversations with other entities during the negotiations. Kevin Warren, guys, received a $5.75 million bonus for what they're calling his accomplishments as commissioner and his role in the new TV rights deal. A almost $6 million bonus on his way out the door to become the president of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, during the 2023 calendar year.
It'd be fine. A nice bonus.
Yeah, it's a sort of a hot button topic with some people, because there's a lot of people that believe he didn't do a good job. Mm-hmm. It's the Big Ten Council.
Well, I was from distance on this. I was at LSU like that. And didn't the Big Ten say, yeah, we're not playing football?
They announced that they would not play football.
That's a big deal.
Oh,
and the SEC said, yeah, we'll play football.
Well, everybody else was playing. They didn't want to play. And then they reversed course. So they were dangerously close to not playing. I remember the day the day that it was announced, like yesterday. Think of the ramifications.
Where were you?
I was in the side yard. I was talking to Jared Lambrecht.
Okay.
Remember Jared?
Yep, absolutely.
And Jared was kind of ran the show. He basically ran the show. You'd agree with that.
Yep.
And we were thinking about all of the ramifications of Nebraska not playing a football season, which were enormous.
Yes.
It was an enormous story. I mean, I think it was a Saturday, but it wasn't announced at that point. It was going to get announced. But I think about it. I mean, I remember that. Okay. Then eventually the Big Ten said, okay, yeah, we're going to play. They basically had to, right? I mean, they basically had to. But I remember vividly, they didn't start until October.
I think it was like October 24th.
Right. And then, so I would go in the office and watch these SEC games with like a Texas A&M game with almost a full stadium. Yeah. we're sitting here not playing.
Didn't Mullen bring it up? Didn't Florida go there and get beat? And it's like, the stadium was full. I want a full stadium next week at the Swamp.
He did.
Said it. I want a full stadium at the Swamp. Because we just went to a game.
Right.
It was supposed to be like at 20%.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was full.
It was full.
It was really odd. It was really an odd time. Because Nebraska's not playing. The Big Ten's not starting. Yeah. And I'm watching games on TV with stadiums there damn near full.
Yeah, Nebraska went to Ohio State Saturday, October 24th.
I walked by Bill Moose. I didn't even recognize him because he had a big mask on. I walked right by him. I was like, that was Moose.
Yeah. I was looking up some just the old box score from that Nebraska-Ohio State game. Nebraska lost 52-17 that day.
Empty stadium.
To Ohio
Completely
State in 2020.
Completely empty stadium. Completely empty.
Yeah. So,
coaching-wise, it was the most bizarre time I've ever – obviously, there's nothing remotely compares to it. Just – walking out into LSU, into Death Valley, you just have 107,000 people, and there's 10,000 people, tops, whatever, and dispersed everywhere, and cardboard cutouts of people. but I knew where my family was, so I'd go over by them like that. I knew my family, you know, bought a cardboard cutout of themselves, and I knew where they were all at, so I'd go over and look at them.
Cardboard.
Hey, thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out.
Cardboard cutout.
Oh yeah, Sydney was there. Everyone's all the kids were there. Yeah, it was awesome.
We went to Purdue to play, and we were walking up to the stadium, and there's nobody around. And I thought, okay, they're not playing this game. I don't think this game's not even being played. There's nobody there.
There's nobody here.
Yeah, there's Then it was a good hour and a half before the game. Then you saw trickles of people. Anyway, Kevin Warren, huge bonus.
Massive signing bonus. Tony Petitti receiving.
Not a signing bonus.
Or not signing bonus. Gosh dang. Just a performance bonus. Yeah, performance on his bonus. On his way out the door, essentially. Yeah. So that'll do it for that segment. We got a loaded show, guys, coming up.
Loaded.
Husker basketball conversation coming up next as they.
The crown.
A little bit of detail,
Fred,
coming out with their schedule. Also got a commitment. We'll talk about that later in the show. Mike Schaefer will join us for in the 7 o'clock hour, as
did you
he usually
get a hold
does.
Of Schaefer?
I honestly did not.
Well, this will be interesting.
Are we hoping he's?
We're hoping we have Schaefer. I could text.
I would imagine so. I could have texted him, you know. But either way, early break will continue after this on the ticket.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.